Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Yud Zayin. In this Perek, we are told about the territory that is allotted to the tribe of Menashe. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Vayihi Hagoro Lamate Menashe, Kihu Bechor Yosef, the lot that went to the tribe of Menashe, for he was the firstborn of Yosef, Lamachir Bechor Menashe, Avihal Gilad, Tamachir, the firstborn of Menashe, the father of Gilad, who was a man of war, and he got the portions of Gilad and Bashan. Pasuk Beis tells us about the six remaining Menashe families, Aviezer, Chelek, Asriel, Shem, Chefer, and Shmida. Elo b'nei Menashe ben Yosef, Hazchar mishpechosam. These are the families, or the descendants of Menashe, the sons of Yosef, the males according to their families. Pasuk Gimel then tells us about the famous Benot Slavchad. Slavchad ben Chefer, and to Tzlavchad, the son of Chefer. Chefer was one of the families of Menashe that we just outlined in Pasuk Beis. Ben Gilad, ben Machir, ben Menashe, lo hayu lo banim. Tzlavchad, who descended from Menashe, did not have sons. Ki im banos, he only had daughters. Ve'ele shmos benosav, these are the names of the daughters. Machla, Noah, Chagla, Milka, and Tirza. In Pasuk Dalad, we are told that these daughters of Tzlavchad, vatikrovan lefnei Elazar Kohen, they come before Elazar Kohen, v'lifnei Yoshua binun, and before Yeshua, v'lifnei Hanasim, and before the princes, Lamor, Hashem tziva asmo shal aseis lanu nachala besoch achenu. Hashem commanded Moshe to give us an inheritance amongst our brothers. And v'yitin lahem al pi Hashem nachal betoch achev vihen. So we have the story of the Benot Tzlavchad in Perek Chof Zayin in the book of Bamidbar. There the Chumash tells us, v'tikruvana Benot Tzlavchad, ben Chefer, ben Gilad, ben Machir, ben Menasha, l'mishpechos Menasha, ben Yosef, and the daughters of Tzlavcha, the son of Schefer, the son of Gil, the son of Machir, the son of Menashe. For the families of Menashe ben Yosef approached Batamod Lufnei Moshe, Vlufnei Elazar HaKoin, the same Elazar HaKoin in Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Dalet, when the Menot Tzlavcha had come before him here in our Perek, they're the same ones who came in Parshas Pinchas. They stood before Moshe and before Elazar and before the Nesiim and before the assembly, and they say, Avinu Meis Bamidbar, our father died in the desert. Vehu lo haya betocha eda hano adim al Hashem ba'adas Korach. He wasn't part of the machlokas of Korach. He died by his own sin. There are those who say that he was the mekoshesh etzim. He was mechal Shabbos by gathering sticks, but he wasn't part of the Korach rebellion, and he did not have sons. And what do these righteous women ask for? A portion in the land. Tuna lanu achuza besoch achei avinu. Just because our father died and he did not have sons, we request that our father's portion should be given to us. And we're in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Vav. And Hashem said to Moshe, saying, Kain benot Tzlavchad dovro. So the daughters of Tzlavchad have spoken appropriately. Nason titein lem achuzas nachala betoch achei avim. They should certainly get a portion of the land amongst their father's brothers, and their portion of their father should pass on to them. So what happened in Bamidbar, Perek Chof Zayin, Parshas Pinchas, finally comes to fruition in Perek Yud Zayin of Sefer Yehoshua. Here the benot Tzlavchad approach the same Elazar HaKohen, the Yehoshua Binun, and the Nesi. And they say, listen, God told Moshe to give us a portion, and Vayiti Nahem El Pi Hashem Nachala Besocha Chayavi, and they finally get their portion. And we are told in Pasuk Hey, back to Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Yud Zayin, 10 portions of land fell to Menashe. How did they get 10? There are six families outlined in Pasuk Bet, which we already quoted, Aviezer, Chelek, Asriel, Shem, Chefer, and Shmida. So there are six portions, and the Benot Tzlavchad got four portions. They got the portion of their father, they got the portion of their uncle who died childless in the desert, and they also, since their father was a Bechor, Tzlavchad was a Bechor, he had two portions, Pishnaim, so they get four portions. That is according to the interpretation of Rashi to our Perek on Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Vav tells us, because the daughters of Menashe got their nachala besoch banav, amongst his sons. Okay, and then we are told the psukim delineate the borders of the tribe of Menashe from Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Yud tells us about the borders of Manasseh. Pasuk Tes tells us, interestingly, that Ephraim had random cities in the portion of Manasseh. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayihili Manasseh B'Yisachar V'Asher. Just like Ephraim had random cities in the portion of Manasseh, so too Manasseh had isolated cities in the territory of Asher and Yisachar, which is what Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us. They had Sha'an and their towns, Yivlam and its towns, Yoshvei Da'ar and its towns, Yoshvei Eindor and its towns, Ta'anach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Shlosha Sanafa. So there were three regions where Manasseh had cities in the territory of Asher and Yisachar. However, there was a problem because Lo Yachlu B'nei Manasseh Lohorish Es Ha'arim Ha'ela. The descendants of Manasseh could not drive out the Canaanim who lived in these cities. The Canaanim, says the Pasuk, resolved to dwell in these cities. Vayi Ki Chazku B'nei Yisrael, even as the B'nei Yisrael became stronger, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayidnu Es HaKanani Lamas, they taxed the Canaanim who lived in these cities, Vahoresh Lo Horishu, they were unable to drive them out. Pasuk Yud Daled, until the end of the parak, tells us that the B'nei Manasseh come to Yehoshua, and they say, we only received one portion. Va'ani Amrav, I am a multitude of people. What does that mean, only a single portion? The tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim argued that the two of them together received only enough land for a single tribe. And so the B'nai Manasseh approached Yehoshua and they say, we don't have enough territory. Rashi explains on Pasuk Yud Daled that from the time of the first counting when the Jews left Mitzrayim to the time of the last counting before they entered Eretz Yisrael, their number increased. The B'nai Manasseh number increased by 20,000. At the first counting, they were 32,200. At the final counting before they entered the land, the B'nai Manasseh were 52,700. So they come to Yehoshua, they say, we don't have enough territory. You gave us a portion for Manasseh and Ephraim, but we have increased by 20,000 people. There's not enough room for everybody here. So Yehoshua gives them an idea, and he says, Im'am Rav Ata, if you are indeed such a multitude of people, Alei Lecha Hayara, go up to the forest, and you should cut a portion for yourself from that forest, from the land of the Prizi, and from the land of the Rephaim. If your portion is too crowded for you with Ephraim, so go up to the mountain and take an extra portion. So he says to them, if you're saying you're so populous and you cannot manage in the portion that has been given to you, so go clear the forest on the mountain and you should fight the Prizim and the Rephaim and take their territory. So the B'nai Yosef say, we can't do this because the B'nai Canaanim who live in that portion are very strong and they have chariots and we won't be able to win against them. But Yehoshua says to Ephraim and to Manasseh, and Pasuk Yud Zayin, Am Rav Ata, you are indeed numerous people. The Kolach Gadolach, you are very strong. Don't be afraid. If you band together, Manasseh and Ephraim, you will be able to drive out the Canaanim, even though they possess iron chariots. And even though they are strong, you should not think that you are not strong enough to drive them out. And this will solve your problem about not having enough land. I would like to touch upon for a couple of minutes the fulfillment here to the Binot Slavchad that their request is rewarded and that they get a territory of land. Their request was back in the book of Bamidbar in Parshas Pinchas to Moshe, the Nesiim, and Elazar. But here in Pasuk Yud Zayin, as they see the land being apportioned and particularly to the tribe of Manasseh, to whom they belong, they come to Moshe and they request their territory. As we saw in Pasuk Gimel, Velitzlavchad ben Chefer Ben Gilad, Ben Macher, Ben Menasha, Lo Hayu Lo Banim Ki'im Banos. And they were Macha, Noah, Chagla, Milka, and Tirza. And in Pasuk Dala, they come to Elazar Cohen, they come to Yehoshua, they come to the princes, and they say, don't forget that when you're giving out the land to Menasheh, that Hashem commanded to give us a portion too. And finally, their long-awaited dream comes to fulfillment. Vayitin Lohem El Pi Hashem, Nacha Betoch Achayavim. So in Perek Yud Zayin of Yehoshua, the Benot Slavcha, those famous five daughters, finally get their portion. There's a very, very beautiful Kli Yakar that's very appropriate considering that we are women learning together through the Nach Yomi Torat Imecha program that reminds us of the strength of women and the inherent amunah that the Jewish woman possess. If you go to Sefer Bamidbar Perek Yud Gimel, which is the story of the spies, Hashem famously commands Moshe, Shalach lecha anashim ve'yasuru es eretz Canaan asher ani nosein divnei Yisrael. Send for yourself men, they will scout out the land of Canaan, then I am giving giving to the B'nai Yisrael? There are many questions. There are many commentators who question why it says Shlach Lecha Anashim, send for yourself men. The pasuk could have just said Shlach Anashim VaYasu as Eretz Canaan, send men. They will scout out the land of Canaan. Why Perik Yud Gimel of Bamidbar pasuk Bet does it say Shlach Lecha? What is the Lecha? There are many, many answers given. Rashi says L'da'atcha, according to your opinion, Ani Eini Mitzava Lecha. I, God, am not commanding you to send spies. Imtirtza shalach. So according to Rashi, it means, Moshe, whatever you think. If you think it's a good idea, send, but I, God, am not commanding you to send. However, the Kli Yakar asks this question as well, and presents a number of different answers. Due to time constraints, I will just share with you the answer that is related to the Benot Tzlavchad. Davar Acher, Lekach Peirat Anashim. Why does it say Lecha Anashim, send for yourself men? I'm quoting from the Kli Yakar, Bamidbar Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis. Lefisha Amru Rabboseinu, our rabbis teach, Ha'anashim Hayu Sonim Es Ha'aretz. The men, meaning literally the males, hated the land, va'amru, and they said, Nitna Rosh v'nashuva Mitzrayma, let us appoint a head, and we want to return to Egypt. V'hanashim hayu mechavavot ha'aretz, the woman loved the land. Va'amru tina lanu achuza, quoting the Benot Slavchad, the Kli Yakar says, what's the proof that the woman loved the land? They come to Moshe, Elazar and the Nesim, and they say, we want a portion of the land. Va'alkein, and therefore, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Moshe, lafi da'ati, sha'ani roa ba'asid, according to my opinion, what I see in the future, haya yoter tov lishloach nashim, it would have been better to send a woman on the mission of the scouts, ha'mechavavos etz ha'aretz, because they love the land. Ki lo yisapu b'gnusa, the woman will not speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Aval lecha, but shlach lecha, l'da'atcha. You think, Moshe, sha'ata savor shekasherim heima, you think these men are kosher, they're righteous, they're yashar, va'ata savor sha'aretz chaviv aleim, you're so sure that they love the land of Eretz Yisrael. Tishlach anashim, shlach lecha anashim. Your opinion is, it's good to send men. V'zehu shlach lecha, l'da'atcha anashim. And that's why the pasuk says, send for yourself men. According to your opinion, you choose males for the mission of the scouts, of the spies. Aval l'da'at, concludes the Kli Yakar, Hashem says, if you ask me my opinion, haya yoter tov lishloach nashim, it would have been better to send women. The proof is that the Benot Slavcha teaches that the Benot Yisrael love Eretz Yisrael. When are they rewarded for their amuna in Hashem and for their ahavas Eretz Yisrael? In our perek Yud Zayin of Yehoshua, when land is apportioned to the Bnei Menashe, the Bnot Slavchad receive their reward portion in Eretz Yisrael. Thank you for joining our learning as part of the Torah Imecha Nach Yomi program. Li'ilui Nishmata, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef, Alaha, Hashalom.